Hi everyone, welcome back to Emergency Call. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
And we're back, bitches. Guys.
We're back and kind of cranky.
I just really don't feel like speaking right now. I'm not even going to lie, but this is the only time we have to record this. And we missed last week, which was really fun for me.
But we didn't mean to miss last week.
No, so last week we didn't upload an episode. And it was because we recorded an entire episode and I actually really liked it, which is so frustrating because I went to edit it and we only really have like 2 days also out of the week that we could film every week. So like we couldn't just like quickly get one done. So we just skipped. But the audio was so bad. It was so loud. It sounded like awful. You guys would have turned it off within 0.2 seconds of listening to it because it just sounded like... Like, it actually hurt my ears when I tried editing it. Like, it was so loud. I don't know what the fuck happened. But yeah, so that was really disappointing because it was a good episode.
I feel like next time that, maybe we should check sooner. Not edit sooner, but you could check sooner. And then, like, I could come back at night after work.
Yeah, but I really didn't think. Now I know, obviously, trial and error. But, I did not think that was going to happen because that's never happened. It was so weird.
We're still learning.
We're still learning, I guess, but it was so frustrating because, it was a good episode. Everything we said was good. It was funny.
It was funny, but I could still talk about that stuff because I giggle every once in a while when I think about certain things I talked about.
It was so funny. I literally was listening and I was like, I'm so upset I can't just post this. And I was trying to fix it, make it work, but it just didn't work. So
it wasn't meant to be.
I guess so.
You keep looking at the...
I know, I literally have PTSD. I'm staring at the fucking computer because I am scared it's going to record bad and then I'm going to actually have a mental breakdown.
And yours looks so much like loud, I guess because I'm not talking.
Yeah, I think you're being low. You're being quiet.
I'm being quiet.
Last week it was too loud and now it's going to be too soft.
Holy crap, I can't win.
We just can't... We can't win, guys. But anyways...
But we're back.
We're back. Not better than ever, but we're back.
Amanda's feeling a little nauseous and my neck is killing me, so we're kind of like both like
I also have like crippling anxiety and could start crying at any second, but that's another story. So how was your week? What'd you do this week?
I'm trying to think if I did anything good because I'm always like, oh, I worked. Oh, that's it. Pretty much that's all I did. And watch playoff hockey, so it was a good week.
What was your rose and your thorn? Well, I guess you could tell us about your last 2 weeks.
So my thorn is of the week, because the week starts on Sunday. So my thorn of the week would be you making me try disgusting sushi and I literally threw up in a napkin at the table at the restaurant.
This happened before we filmed the episode that got messed up. And yeah, we went to get sushi. My mom has never tried sushi.
It was last Sunday. I've never tried anything raw.
Yeah, so I want her to try it.
Well, first of all, I don't even eat fish normally. Like, if I was, it would be like salmon and tuna, so it wouldn't be, and nothing raw. But you were very persistent. I wish I had the balls to let you clip in that video of me. Honestly, for shits and gigs, you should, because that made me laugh even more. But you weren't telling me. The first thing I tried, I really liked.
Okay, yeah. First, I made her try spicy, crispy rice.
Yeah.
With the spicy tuna on top. So good. One of my favorite things
ever.
That
was really good. And I like tuna, so it was okay.
The second roll was definitely an aggressive roll to start her out on. And, I've had it at different places. And it was honestly was better. But it's called, I think, a rainbow roll, I think is what it was. And it had spicy tuna, eel... avocado, eel sauce, which is really good, and spicy mayo on it.
Guys, I could still taste it in my mouth, and it's been a week.
I was taking a video of her to get her reaction. She literally threw up in a napkin at the restaurant. It was so funny. Last week,
honestly,
I literally...
put it in if you can, because I don't think I can. I had it stuck. She's like yelling at me, just swallow it, just swallow it.
Well, because
I got down here. It really did. And then all of a sudden, I just... dry heaving, just everything was happening.
No, but she started gagging right when the sushi hit her tongue. The texture was what did it, immediately. So
I knew
once,
there was eel in there.
But once the texture, once you're being dramatic about the texture, that means that it's not you're not going to see past that.
It's just not something that I would say, oh, let me go eat some raw sushi. It's just not for me. I know that people love it and that's great. Everybody has different taste palettes. But for me, it's just not something that I just think is a good idea.
It was just really funny. It was funnier last week.
It was really funny. You were dying laughing. I wasn't even that hungry either. So I was like, what the heck?
Who is blasting music? I don't know if you guys can hear that. People keep blasting music past my apartment today. And
it's really, really nice annoying. Out. That's why.
So annoying.
Yeah. But other than that.
Yeah. So that was the big thorn.
That was my really big
thorn.
That was my
rose of last week. Because it was so fucking funny.
My rose of this week was the Rangers won the first two games in the playoffs against the Devils. However, they lost though. What's today?
Today's Monday.
They lost Saturday night against the Devils, and I kept looking at tickets all day, mm-hmm. and I was like, do I go, do I not go, and something was like, just don't go. Thank god they lost. I'd have been pissed. I've never left Madison Square Garden with a Ranger lose.
Really? So maybe they would have won if you went.
No, I had anxiety. When I sit and watch the game and I have anxiety, I know it's not going to be a good mm-hmm. ending, so it just pisses me off. But whatever,
that's unfortunate.
Tonight's another game. So what were your rose and thorn this week?
This week was fun. My thorn was that we lost the episode for sure. Actually made me so upset. The past 2 weeks, though, have been good. Like, it's been really nice out. So I, like, went to the beach, like, had some fun days outside. Been spending a lot of time outside, which has been nice. But this past weekend, my friends Emma and Lena were in town, which was so fun. And they came for my friend Hannah's birthday. So we celebrated like all weekend and it was so fun. We had a picnic in Central Park on Saturday, which was really cute. And I helped Hannah set up and like we made it so cute. And it was just like so fun to just like lay on a picnic blanket and eat cheese in Central Park. Like it was just so like wholesome and fun. And then we went out Saturday night, which was really fucking fun. We went to this place called Common Ground. Or no. Lying. We went to Common Ground once and we didn't have fun. Wait, what the fuck?
Oh my god. I don't remember. You told me, but I don't remember where you were going.
Wait, it definitely was not Common Ground, guys. I forget what the fuck it was called. Whatever, it doesn't even matter. But we went out and it was so fun. They were playing like fun throwbacks and it was just great. And then last night, we all got dinner. I took the path into the city for the first time, like a grown girl.
I was so proud. So proud and had anxiety on top of it.
No, it was so easy and like I felt really safe. Like I did not feel scared at all. Literally, it was a $4 commute into the city. If I would have Ubered, it probably would have been an $100 commute.
Right.
So I'm going to start taking more public transportation and be smarter. Right.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, but like for a period of time, it made me nervous. It does save a lot of money, though.
So much money. I've wasted so much money on Ubers. So that was good. But yeah, it was a good week. I don't know why today. I just have so much anxiety and I feel like I could just cry at any given moment. And I really am not in the mood to be talking, but here we are.
Great. So exciting for me.
So exciting for everyone involved.
I could say one wrong thing and she'll snap.
No, I'll just start crying.
But last week we talked about school. Like going to college and not going to college and like the pros and cons of everything and like stuff like that.
Yeah, we just basically talked about like life after high school and the different paths mm-hmm. you can take. Last week you ran into somebody that I know from high school and she was saying that she ended up dropping out of college and was like saying how it's worked out for her and like whatever. So then we got the idea to talk about it because I never went to school.
Right.
You went to school later on. So yeah, we decided that we wanted to talk about that. I feel like it's a really important topic because I feel like there's a lot of like pressure on people to follow this like chart and path of like how life like should go by like society norms or whatever. So it was just a good topic, I feel like.
Well, I think that people sometimes are pressured to go to college or they put too much pressure on themselves because they're trying am I speaking right?
I think so.
Because they are trying to keep up with society and what's expected of them. And it's just not always that way. Mm-mm. I think that sometimes you need to take a little break from school, some people, and figure it out. Sometimes working is better, but I did bump into her, and I we were talking about a topic that day, and I asked her how school was, and I was like, wait, why aren't we talking about college?
No, we didn't have a topic for last week.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to talk about.
Yeah. Because my experience is different than a lot of people's as well.
Yeah, so
you know, I didn't.
Tell us about your.
Right after high school, I remember, my parents didn't really like always say like, oh, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. You know, like they never really gave me that pressure, which I don't know if is good or bad. Not that they didn't give pressure, but they didn't really talk to me about it that much.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe because my mom had a trade, you know, she was a hairdresser and my dad, you know, did his thing or whatever. But
did they go to college, either of them?
No, my mom got her hairdressing license. She was a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. And my dad, no, he was in the military.
Right.
And then after he came out of the military, he worked in the Bronx and you know, and then he owned his own business.
Mm-hmm.
So no, they didn't. So, but my sister did. And my and my brothers, one did air condition and one did plumbing. So they did trades. And my sister went to school. She's an occupational therapist. So I just never, like, I saw what everybody did. And I'm the youngest. So it was like, I didn't know. And I hated school. I hated learning. I hated high school. I just, the whole thing. But I dropped out of community college because I just didn't want to be there anymore. And I got a job doing, like, auditing and in accounting. And I loved it. But I was like not ready. And then I got engaged so young and married and had kids, but I didn't go back to school until I was 29. So I waited until after I had Drew. Mm-hmm. Drew was 3 months old when I decided to go back because online schooling became so popular. And I was able to do it home. So it was crazy because like I had an infant waking up in the middle of the night looking for bottles. So I was like getting no sleep because I was literally doing my homework from like 10 o'clock at night to like 2 in the morning doing stuff. So like
I remember this period of time. I was so young, but I really remember.
But the thing is too, I had stopped working for a full year because grandma got breast cancer.
Right.
So she wasn't watching Andrew. So I had a year to like really focus. Then I went back to work and then I, you know, whatever. But then I finally finished my degree. So, I mean, everybody does it different. I did everything backwards.
Start the family, then go to school. Well, I mean, everybody does have like a different path or whatever of the timeline.
Right.
And I think that taking time off from school is fine too. Like taking a gap year or whatever to just figure your shit out is important. And I don't know. I feel like I grew up not seeing like a typical like, I don't know, like you and dad both didn't like go to school in my like I knew that you finish online
right.
So then I knew that that was an option to like do online school whatever like but my dad didn't go away to school and neither of you guys also like pressured going away to college like you guys definitely told us that we needed to have a plan of sorts but I feel like growing up it never was like you guys got to go to college like you have to like what's your dream school like that was never like a thing in our house. Like it was kind of just like whatever. And like my older brother went to community college. So I kind of always thought that that maybe would be what I would do. Like at least when I was younger, I also was like, maybe I'll go to fashion school. I didn't know. Or beauty school. I had no idea. I hated school too. But when I started making YouTube videos and when I started like realizing I can make it into a career, I kind of was like, okay, like,
right,
this is what I want, and I don't know if college is going to be for me, but I remember I was sitting in homeroom my junior year of high school in the beginning of the year, because that's like the year that you start like taking your SATs, start like actually thinking about where you're going to go to school, and everybody kind of knew what they wanted to do. Everybody had their dream schools. Like, oh my god, who's at my door?
It's the food that I ordered for home.
Sorry, intermission. We got a delivery.
Ow, I'm not sitting very well. Hold on.
What's going on?
I was in a good position and then the doorbell had to go and fucking ring. Anyways,
so yeah, I remember sitting in homeroom and they were just explaining like how to take your SAT, how to apply to school, like all of this stuff. And I remember like looking at my friend and I was like, I'm not going to college and I'm not doing any of this. I literally was just so uninterested. And in that moment, I feel like I've always kind of known what I wanted to do, whether it was going to be social media full time or like something else.
Right.
I had a bunch of interests and none of them really required going to traditional college.
Mm-hmm.
So I always was kind of just like, I'm not doing this. Like, I know that I'm not going to succeed in this. I felt like I probably would drop out or fail out and be right. fucking partying so much. Like, I know myself and I knew that it was going to be a waste of money and that it wasn't going to be good for me. Like, it just wasn't my path. And so
it's always there. You could always go back if needed.
You that know? Was another so thing. Like, I always had that in my head. I was like, okay, right. maybe one day, like, I'll try out the things I want to try right. out. And if they don't work out, then whatever. But yeah, and then I started making YouTube videos again because I started when I was 12 and I kind of stopped throughout high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I started consistently making videos again, like around like end of junior year, beginning of senior.
Yeah.
And or like the summer going into senior year. I don't really know. And then, yeah, I like just took it serious. And at the end of senior year, I kind of was just like, I am gonna like try at this. Like, I kind of made a deal with you and dad that like if I actually worked towards my goals and what I wanted right. to do, then I didn't need to go to school. Right. But like I still had to have a plan and like do something. Like, I couldn't just like sit around and like,
well, that's what dad was like. I mean, she's not just sitting around. Like, she's got to prove herself or else she's got to figure it out. But back to what you were saying before, like, that we never talked about college in house. I did. Like, I would say to, like, I would sit with Nick and be like, what's your plan?
Well, you actually did with me, too. Because I tried Arizona State online for, like, a second and then had a panic attack.
Well, no, hey, hold on. So I used to say to Nick, like, maybe you should go away, because he was kind of quiet. We're all kind of introverts, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I felt like saying, I kept saying to him, like, why don't you go away? Like, maybe it'll break you out of, you know, whatever. And he was like, no, like, I don't want to go away to school. I don't want this. But I never continued to like pressure him, because I felt like,
you just put it out on the table.
I put everything out on the table, even with Drew. See, for me, when I say no about something, like, you know, some people are like, oh, when someone says no, it's like, it's a maybe. Well, like,
no means no.
For
bitch.
Me, no is like a solid no. Like, if I say no to you about something, mm-hmm. it's a solid no. Don't.
Also, I wasn't calling her a bitch. I was just saying.
No, but like, don't try to change my way. Like, if I say no, it's really no. Like, yeah, I don't, right. I'm not playing games. And like, right. I always, like, when Nick and Drew said, like, no, like, I don't want to go away to school. I want to go to community college. And even when Nick took the year off, I actually suggested to Nick to take the year off, because mm-hmm. he was like in between what he wanted to do, and then dad got hurt and he was working so many hours, and I was like, why don't you just take a year off? You have plenty of time to finish school. Just take the year off and figure it out, which I think was a great year for him, because he got to save money, he worked full time, and he got to see just what the business entails and
dad,
what it's like.
If you guys don't know, my dad owns a pizzeria, so Nick kind of got to see, his family. He's always done that. So Nick kind of got to see like what his life would have been like if he just took over the business and like did that.
Right. And he knew like this isn't for him.
Yeah.
He needs to go to finish school, and he did. And now he's got a job and he's happy. So like, he found his way, and Drew's in college and he wants to stay home too. He just went to see his friend Nick at college for the weekend. He came back, and I'm like, so every time he goes somewhere, I'm like, so, and he's like, do you want to go away to college? Do you want to transfer? And he's like, yeah, no.
When I visited friends and like my ex at college, I was like, fuck this, living in a dorm. Oh my God. No.
Some people really love it, and it's like so much fun for them. And I think it's such a great time for them to grow.
Oh, for sure.
And that's for them. Like, it's for, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody is going to have a different path. Like, I feel like for me, like, moving to LA was, like, my growth period. Like, everybody's going to have something that pushes them out of their comfort zone and makes them grow, whether it's college or, like, life experiences, traveling, whatever. You're going to have those experiences one way or another, and they don't need to be in college. So,
agree. Yeah. And that's why I tried to get you to do Arizona State.
Yeah.
Because Arizona State, what they do is they allow you to try online for like a month or 2 months, and you don't have to pay. And if you decide you don't like it, you don't have to pay. Like, you could just stop. So I wanted her to at least try to see what it will. And you said no. So
I tried for a bit. Yeah, I was like, no.
Right. But you always used to talk about getting like your real estate license and stuff like that. So you have different interests.
Yeah, and I also was really interested for a while in going to fashion school. Like before I moved to LA, that was like my plan. I was like, I'll go to LA and I'll go to FITM and in Orange County and like I'll do that because I just wanted to move to California so bad.
Right.
So I was like, I'll go to college if I can move there. But then
COVID happened.
Yeah.
We were all stuck home for so long. Oh, yeah,
and then COVID happened. So that was off the table. I just stopped talking about going to school there. And then I was like, you know what?
She just like freaked out during COVID and was like, when this is done, I'm out.
Yeah.
But it was a whole year after.
Well, yeah, because I couldn't go. I was supposed to go to L.A. the summer of 20...
June. The month of June.
Was it 2019? Or 2020. So the summer of 2020, I was supposed to go for a month. So I probably would have ended up moving. Nick. Yeah, with Nick. Mm-hmm. I probably would have ended up moving to LA that year if we had done that. Mm-hmm. But we didn't because COVID happened.
Right.
So then we ended up going a year later. And then I just stayed for a year. And now I'm back. But
and that wasn't even the plan. You were supposed to just go scope things out and then come home.
Yeah.
She didn't even come home.
No, I just wanted to stay. I knew that if I came home, like, I just knew it was going to be such a longer process to move across the country if I, like, came back home. Like, I knew I just needed to stay.
I actually didn't want you to come back home because I felt like if you did come back home, I would have had to go through, like, you leaving again.
Yeah, I feel like everyone...
that was torture.
Everyone would have tried to get me to stay. I felt like that, too. Like, I just wanted to, like, stay there by myself. I just didn't want to come back.
Right, but that was, like, your freshman year of college. So you got to grow by...
living life. I literally learned
experiencing traveling. You went to a few places. You did a few things. So yeah,
I learned a lot about myself, like moving out and doing that. And that was my way to grow as a person and learn. And I feel like college, it is a great thing. Like it teaches people a lot, like how to live by themselves, how to do laundry, live your life and like have responsibilities and not have mommy and daddy being like, you got to do this. Like, I don't know, like you have to really take control and set boundaries.
Grow up, right?
Yeah, you have to grow up and you have to learn to set boundaries and not whatever. It is good, obviously.
I mean, for sure. And I think for so many different careers, you need a college degree, for sure. Obviously. And I'm not knocking it at all, but I just feel like, first of all, I think if somebody's super confused about what they want to do, I think a community college is a good way to go because it's the least expensive and you could kind of figure yourself out in 2 years and you grow a lot in two years or even a year and then transfer.
Or a gap year. Yeah. I think gap years are really good, like right after high school, figure out what you want to do.
Right.
It's so crazy how much pressure is put on young kids to have to pick exactly what they want to do at 18, 17. Like, that is so young make decisions that are going to affect the rest of your life. It's insane. So, like, taking a little bit of time off to just, like, figure out what you want to do isn't such a terrible thing. I don't know. I have heard that, like, it's a little bit harder to get yourself to go once you've taken time off. I have heard people say that. Yeah. But I don't think that it's a bad thing.
Right.
I think that if you have the discipline to make yourself go back and like whatever, figure it out after the gap year, it's good because you need that time sometimes to learn.
I took like 10 gap years.
Literally.
But you know what though? Also, people change so much. Like I went to school, I have an accounting degree. So for me, it's like that's a very safe degree because you could find finance and accounting anywhere you go, no matter where I move or wherever I end up. But in my head now, would I have went to school for accounting? Like you change so much as you grow older, and it's like just different interest. I don't know.
No, definitely not because you complain about it all the time.
No, but I'm good at it and I like it. But I'm actually not even doing that now, right, with my job. I'm doing more patient care.
Right.
I'm not even doing that, but which I also like because I like my dream job would be to own my own business, and this business would be to go to corporations, like get hired by corporations and organize their office and their staff and teach their staff how to work. Whether you're a receptionist, patient care, you could be a damn CEO. If you're not organized and you don't know like what you're doing and your office is, you're not going to be successful.
Right.
So I would,
so you
I just
go organize everyone's lives.
I do. I just want to, like, because I know how I could work in any position and be successful. It, you just have to have the right tools, and not everybody mm-hmm. has the right tools. So a lot of corporations end up closing, or a lot of people end up saying, I hate it, but you hate it for a reason.
Right. There are professional organizers out there. That's a
I know.
Real job.
I need to do that.
Maybe you should.
I know. I read a book once and this girl did it, and I was like, that's an amazing job. Like, that's something I would really be interested in.
Yeah. Do you ever regret not going away to college?
No. I would have failed out. I'd have been drunk.
Perfect.
I would have drank, and I probably would have smoked too much, and I would have failed out. There's no doubt. Especially knowing me then.
Yeah.
No way. No way. My parents would have been pissed.
Yeah. I get asked that all the time. Like, that's one of my most asked questions, is if I regret not going mm-hmm. away. I don't. I think that same. I in high school especially, like, I was crazy. Like, I partied a lot
when
I was in high school. I definitely could have a good time. If I went away to college,
yeah,
I would have been having a good time. So that would have been dangerous. Yeah. But I do think it is a really great time to meet people.
Well, see, that was my thing for Drew and yeah. Nick. Like, I felt like they'd make more friends, and they would, but you know what?
Yeah.
They don't want to, so.
I think that's the only part. I don't regret not going, mm-hmm. but that's the only part that I'm like, I definitely missed out on some, like, lifelong friendships that I could have made.
But I feel
in
like
college.
You have made lifelong friendships.
Yeah. Yeah, I've met people, like, other ways, which I'm really grateful mm-hmm. that I have, like, social media, because that kind of replaced that in a way, because yeah. I've met so many people through that, and I feel like,
and you all have the same interests.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked out for the better for me, I feel like. But yeah, I feel like if I went away to college, I would have met, like, my husband in college or something, though, because I feel like so many people meet the guys that they, like, end up with in college. Like, so many people I know.
I guess, but, like, that's not your path, obviously.
I know.
You didn't
go. Which path is he going to be on? I don't know. But yeah, he wasn't on the college one because I dodged that one. Could have met him by now. But you know what? It's fine.
Amanda just wants to know where he is.
I just want to know if he's alive, breathing. Is he still
alive? I saw this TikTok the other day, and this guy was like, I'm probably going to say it wrong, but this guy, there was music, and he goes, I know. My soulmate died.
No, literally.
I was like, oh my God, I was going to send it to you. And I'm like, no, I can't.
No, maybe he's my soulmate, because I say that all the time. Like, I think he.
Oh my God, no, he looked too old, but too much older for you. But he's not your soulmate. His soulmate died, he said.
Same. No, but.
No, but sometimes it takes longer journey than. Listen, the guy that you're going to marry could literally be in a 4-year relationship right now, miserable.
No, I hope he's not, because I can't have that. Mm-mm, that's too long. I don't need somebody with that kind of.
You never know. You might have
met
him before and just don't even know.
I don't know, but no. That honestly has crossed my mind a few mm-hmm. times, being like, maybe, like, I was supposed to go to college for that reason, but no, I'm kidding. No. That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
That's so crazy. I know. But so many people I know did meet their boyfriends in college. So that's why I think that. But no.
And that was their path.
Yeah. Made friends so many other ways.
Not
though.
Yours.
You know. Yeah. But I don't regret not going to college. I like the path I'm on. And I feel like I wouldn't be experiencing/wouldn't have experienced a lot of the things that I have if I did go to college. And I am grateful for that, because we're all on the paths we're supposed to be on for some reason.
Yeah, and I just never wanted to, like, push you guys or tell you guys what to do, because I shouldn't. It's not my life.
Yeah.
It's not my journey, you know?
I also feel like when I was in school, like, in high school, I would get, like, into really deep depressions over school. Like,
I know you hated it so much.
It just was not for me, and I feel like it's not for a lot of people. And I think that I would have become really, really depressed if I went away to college. Like,
yeah.
I know that.
I wouldn't,
like,
have paid for you to go away to college.
Yeah. I probably.
It would have been a waste of my money.
I probably would have literally, like, become really depressed and then probably just partied to, like, numb the pain. Like, that's what I probably would have ended up doing. I know myself too well. And it would have been.
But I think it's good that you knew, because there's so much pressure, like, especially when you're a senior and there's, like, what's that? Accepted day?
What the fuck's it called? College acceptance day. I don't know. Wears the t-shirts.
Yeah, I just feel like there's so much pressure of, like, where are you going, who's going there, where's decision day, where are you going. Like, listen, I think it's great, but there shouldn't be. And I think that the person that could say, you know what, I just don't think this is right for me,
I took the path less
like walked. Someone. There's a couple of people, a couple of kids that you're friends with or that we know that went away to college and did not want to.
No,
and
yeah,
they ended 100%. Up back home, failing out.
100%.
Their parents, because their parents pushed them to go.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do this. I mean, how many times or else I know watching when Nick played hockey, I could watch these kids play hockey and hear the parents screaming on the in the stands, and I just sat alone because I was like, these parents, like, I'm here because Nick wants to play, not because I told him to play. Like, these kids are here playing
because their parents forced them.
I
there's a lot of it's situations terrible. Like that with like sports, especially like sports in college. Like, I feel like that's what I noticed in high school. Like, a lot of parents pressure their kids into like doing a certain sport or going away to a certain college or just college period. Like, no fucking choice. Like, you're going away to college, which sucks because like sometimes the kids don't want to go away. I don't know.
You know what? You want to hear a story? So for me, this is when I realized that I couldn't pressure you guys anymore. You want to know when?
When?
When you were a freaking, I think you were in kindergarten or first grade and you were, what the hell is that? A brownie, but before you become a brownie, a daisy?
I think I was a daisy.
Okay. And we would stand around. And
is it daisies? Daisies.
I was a troop leader. Yes. With Lauren and Rebecca, remember? And you guys would stand around and sing this song about being friends or whatever and hold hands. And you got in the car. We got in the car leaving. And Amanda, little Amanda, 5 years old, looks at me and goes, why are we doing this? And I said, what do you mean? I'm not even friends with all those people. I'm sitting here singing a song with them. And I don't even mean it. This is stupid. I don't want to do it anymore. And I went, you know what? Why am I doing it? You're right. We shouldn't do this anymore. I'm like, I remember Dad going, she's five. I'm like, I know, but she's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she feels deep in her soul. She doesn't want to be here. She wants to be friends who she wants to be friends with. And I remember a mom saying to me, like, why'd you do that? And I was like, because she didn't want to do it anymore. And she's like, she's little. Like, you tell her what to do. And I'm like, I know, but like, I should be listening as a parent.
I've always been a really smart cookie. Very wise beyond my years. No, actually, I think
parents should listen.
No, that's really, really funny. I've always been a fucking character.
Mm.
But no, I wanted to say, on decision day, my year, I fucking wore a Harvard sweatshirt. Everyone was like taking it so serious, like so excited.
I love that you did that.
I fucking wore a Harvard University crew neck. My teachers probably were like, this stupid ass bitch. Like, actually,
well, okay, oh, first God. Of all, you weren't stupid in high school. You didn't have terrible grades or anything.
No, but a lot of teachers like found out about like my social media and they thought I was stupid. They were like, oh, you're gonna make a YouTube video about it? Like, the amount of teachers that made fun of me, teachers would let
that's not nice
other kids in my class like play my fucking YouTube videos on the screen. Like, they were just as bad as the students.
Do you think that they maybe like It was new to them.
They just thought,
you know,
it was stupid.
It wasn't, but we didn't grow up with YouTube.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
But, so yeah, like, but they didn't, they were so close-minded. They thought
that's
I was,
the thing.
They were very fucking mean. Like, they made me just as sad as the students did that made fun of me. Like, the teachers were no help.
You
know. Some of them were great and some of them were so interested and so supportive and nice.
But those teachers that were just so open-minded to what, you know, the next generation could bring. And that, I think that's important.
My guidance counselor was very supportive of it, which was really nice she was the one that I talked to about college and stuff. And she was so supportive of my decision to not go away.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought everything that I was doing was so cool. And like, I loved her. She was so sweet. So that was good. But yeah, a lot of teachers, they didn't think that I was making the right decision. And they thought I should be going away to college. Like, if they would ask, like, oh, where are you going? And I said, like, oh, I'm not, like, I'm going to focus on, like, this. They were all like, what? Like, none of them were supportive.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm the type of person that, like, if you're going to make fun of me, like, I'm going to give you more to talk about. I'll wear a fucking Harvard sweatshirt. They all were like, okay, Amanda. They thought it was crazy.
But, I mean, listen, when I went back to school, there was, like, 60-year-olds in my class. Like, there's never, it's never too late to learn something.
Never too late at all.
Ever. Like, you could, I could go back and learn something. I think what Drew's going to school for is very interesting, cybersecurity. But I just don't feel like paying for school again for me. But I think it's very interesting. Like, I find a lot of subjects very interesting, but
yeah. I mean, it's never too late to go and like to start something new. also, if you don't want to go to college, like, I just think that there's so much pressure and it's just so
I think silly. Trade schools are so, so smart. Yeah. Electrician, plumbing, air conditioning, hair school, like, you name it. Like, there's so many other opportunities out there
so
that
many.
People makeup artists, like, anything. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's up to people and they have to figure it out. But I also think it's really important for kids that are, like, to really think, what are you passionate about? Like, mm-hmm. what would you do that you're going to say, wow, I really love coming to my job. Like, I love what I do.
I agree.
Because when you love, passionately love what you do, it's going to succeed so much because yeah. you are putting your all into it. So many 100%. People I know just go to work just because they're just working.
Yeah, they just like, have to.
Yeah, they don't love what they're yeah. doing. And I think that...
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people will go to school and, like, get a degree in something that's safe and then right. get a job in something that's, like, a safe bet where, like, you're going to be making, like, mm-hmm. a lot of money or whatever. But, which, like, I get doing, like, going with a safe option.
Right.
But if you're not happy in what you're doing... You have to do that shit every single day mm-hmm. for the rest of your life. You might as well choose something that you're passionate about and that you right. love. You're going to, like you said, succeed way more in that than something
I agree.
That's a safe bet that mm-hmm. you're not happy about, like, doing. I don't know. I also think that sometimes people think that they're choosing the thing that they're passionate about and then they get into the real world yep. and start doing that job. And then they're like, wait, I actually hate this. And then it's right. never too late to start something new. I mm-hmm. will say, like, it's never too late to start your dream job or mm-hmm. like start working towards your dream job. Even if you start it off as like a side hustle
right.
while you're working another job, that's literally like so capable. And like everyone's so capable of doing that. Oh my God, this thing's so annoying. We have these little contraptions on our fucking mics.
Yeah, because Nick told us our what letter sounded weird.
I don't fucking know, P's. I don't know, guys. We're trying to but yeah, no, I don't know. It's just like never too late to start your dream job. And
I agree. Like, even if you, let's say you're good at taking pictures, like, I don't know, go to some photography classes, yeah, learn a few things. You may be the next freaking huge photographer, like, yeah. you don't know, you know, what mm-hmm. your path really is. Or I don't know, I think also some people take their hobbies as just hobbies when they could really make careers out of some yeah. of their hobbies, like,
yeah, for real,
right? So I'm like, just do it, just go yeah. for it.
I think just choosing something that you're like happy to be doing and passionate about is just so special and mm-hmm. so important. And you could truly tell when somebody like is like loves what they do, and it's a really important thing. I said this last time we filmed, but I feel like a lot of people will say like life is short, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, like, it's a long life that you're living, like, the same job day to day to day mm-hmm. to day. So you might as well just do what you love and be and like do something that's going to make you happy and fulfill you mm-hmm. because life, it's fucking long. Like, it goes by kind of quick.
It goes by really fast, but
it goes by fast, but it is long.
And people are living longer, you know? So it's like, just really figure it out. You know who I listen to on, he talks a lot about, like, education and life and social media? Gary Vee. Love him. I send you all his videos. But what
Gary Vee girl.
He speaks the truth.
Yeah, he's very intelligent.
He's just speaks the truth. Like, he didn't, I don't think he started until he was like 40, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that's
he,
another thing. A lot of people start way later on in life. Like, a lot of very successful people, you look at when they started
in their 40s.
Yeah.
Because you know, you finally get to this place, like your 20s, your 30s, you're just like, whatever. You're trying to like just figure it out and fit in. I don't know what it is. And then 40s, you're just like, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks anymore. I'm gonna do me, and if they don't like it, they don't have to talk to me or look at me or listen to me or do whatever. Like, mm-hmm. you just become different.
It's like confidence.
Yeah,
you become comfortable with yourself, right. And also, like, that's proof within itself that it's never too late to start something new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't feel discouraged just because you're older. That does not mean that you shouldn't go and try something different.
And I say, like, obviously stay in your job because you want a paycheck and stuff. But if you have something of interest, do it at night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
I saw this quote one time and it, like, inspired me. It was, I forget what it was exactly, but it was something about, like, like use your weekends to build your dream life, not to like party to suppress the life that you're living right now. And when I saw it, it was when I was living in LA and like I was partying every fucking weekend and I was really unhappy because I ended up not loving LA, which is another thing. Like I always thought like that was my dream, like moving to LA, that was like what I was destined to do. Like I really thought. And when I moved there, I ended up not really liking it as much as I thought I would. And I was so discouraged because I was like, fuck, like this is what I really thought I wanted. Like that sucks. Like doing what you really think is your dream and then not liking it is like such a terrible, like sad feeling because it's like, damn.
But it would be worse if you'd never tried.
Exactly. But
so you tried.
But I saw this quote or whatever it was during that time where I was partying so much. And I was like, damn, that's so true. Like instead of partying every single weekend to suppress like all the sadness that I'm feeling right now, I could just be working towards a better me and like build that up. I don't know, like, so yeah, I feel like now I kind of do that. Like I'll take my weekends to like work on myself and do the things for me and whatever. Some weekends obviously I still like have fun and like we'll like have like a weekend where I'm like partying with my friends, but
I mean,
yeah,
you're 22.
Yeah, it's fun, but like not every single weekend. But I think that that's really true. Like you could take your weekends if it's something you really want and you're really passionate about, take your weekends to work towards those goals, you know.
It's so true. Instead of just laying around or going out partying to figure it out, work exactly. towards them. I don't know.
Because it is hard work. It is hard work to succeed in your goals and your dreams. It's not easy. Like you have to put in the work, but
it's not easy.
It will be worth it in the end one day. And whatever's meant for you, it's gonna come to you regardless. At whatever stage and whatever age it's meant to come to you, it's going to.
I totally agree. I just feel like Nick may change his mind in 10 years and be like, wow, I think maybe I want to do something else. I hope not. But
I had a manager for social media since 2019. She has been like doing social media managing for since 2015, I believe.
She's not doing that now?
No.
Oh.
And she just literally broke up with me and I was so sad. I literally cried.
Don't cry now.
I'm not going to. But yeah, no, I literally cried over it. I was so upset because I've been working with her for a while. I loved her so much. I love her so much.
You were comfortable too. Yeah. Like, you know.
Like we worked really well together. But she decided that it wasn't fulfilling her anymore and she wanted to start a new chapter in her life. Oh my God, this thing is so annoying. Oh my God. Anyway, I'm literally fucking holding this stupid. If you're not watching the YouTube, go watch it. It's so ridiculous. This thing, this contraption.
I don't know. Like mine hasn't moved.
I don't know. I think I'm playing with it because I like am fidgety and have to pee. Anyway, yeah. But she started a new career.
So what is she doing?
I don't know. I'm not going to get into her personal life. But
no, like, I was just curious. It has nothing to do with social media?
A little bit. Uh-huh. But like it's not managing social media. Okay. Like she decided it wasn't fulfilling her anymore and she started something new, and that's great.
Build up that resume.
Yeah, I guess that's our tangent about college and our experiences.
No, I just say do what your heart desires.
Yeah, do what your heart desires, and don't let anybody, even your parents, tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing. I know it's really hard when you're like at that age where you're young and like you obviously have to listen to your parents. Just like don't let anyone force you to do things you don't want to do, or like tell you that you can't achieve your dreams or tell you that you have to follow a certain path. I know it's really hard, but I don't know. If your parents do force you to go to college and that's not what you want, I think use it to your advantage and kind of like go in with an open mind. And maybe college is meant to be on your path for some sort of reason.
Yeah, maybe you're going to meet your soulmate.
Yeah.
The one that Amanda missed out on.
Yeah. Use it to figure out other things. Learn about yourself. And after you graduate college, it's not too late to do what you actually want to do. So if you are in the scenario, because I know a lot of kids are, where their parents like force them against their will to go away. You just got to do what you got to do. Go away. Figure it out. I don't know. I also have a couple friends that their parents did force them and they showed their parents why they should not be going away, and then their parents learned the hard way.
I know, I said that earlier. Yeah. Like, we know people that, like, their parents, like, you have to, and they went, and guess what?
Yeah, and now the parents are like, I should have listened to them and not sent them away. So,
but see, that was a lesson for the parent, too.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Everything that's meant to happen is going to happen the way it should and everything will work out. So, yeah, but
just really communicate. I think, like,
yeah,
even if your parents are like, maybe they want you to go to a certain college because they went. I know parents like that too. Like, I went to this school, and my kid has to go there. And like, the kid doesn't. The kid has their own like school that they really want to go to. And it's like, sit down and talk to your parents and be like, that is not where I want to go.
Take advice from Troy Bolton from High School Musical.
Oh, for the love of God. All right.
Now, that's what that reminded me of.
Okay, but it's true. Like, I know people, kids that went to a certain school because their parents told them they had to because they went there. And it's like, this is, you did your.
Yeah. It's the kid's life.
Like, shut up. Yeah, that's that's annoying.
Crazy. That's weird to me.
But I do know people like that. And then their kids are miserable.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Just communicate.
Communicate with your parents.
Even if they're going to get mad. Because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, if you communicate with your parents, when they're laying in bed at night, they're overthinking it. They're thinking about what you said. Even though they act like they know it all, whatever, they're thinking about it. Because we do it. That's what we do.
Okay.
It's true.
All right. Well, on that note, hope you guys liked this episode.
Yeah.
Sorry that I am cranky. I hope that I didn't come off too cranky.
Well, it's not that you're cranky. You don't really feel that great.
Yeah, I don't really feel good, and I just am kind of sad. I don't know why. I just feel like crying for no reason. I think I'm getting my period. There's also a fly flying by me.
He keeps flying in front of my face.
Anyways, he's really distracting me. I love you guys. Fuck college. Just kidding.
No, that's not nice.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's literally kidding.
That's not the point of this podcast.
No, the point of this episode is to do what you love and that everyone's on their own path and that everybody's gonna figure it out. We're all just figuring it out. Life's just about figuring it out. Even at like 85, we're still just figuring it out.
Dude, if I'm still figuring out life at 85,
I don't know. Nobody really knows what they're doing at the end of the day. We're all just living.
Just enjoy.
Just riding the waves.
Be happy and healthy.
Okay.
That's it. Happy and healthy should be
the main goal.
The main goal. And I don't know. Just enjoy life.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Those are my 2 cents.
That's all I got, guys. All right.
We'll be better next week. We'll be in a better mood.
Hopefully. Pray for me. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.